Welcome back to this week's edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. The National Alliance for Caregiving cites that nearly 44 million Americans act as unpaid family caregivers, and that many are putting their own long-term health and financial security at risk when they provide support for their loved ones. Catherine Collinson, CEO and President of Transamerica Institute, is here today to discuss the ways to make caregiving a little easier. So, Catherine, can you give us some background regarding the struggles that caregivers face?
One thing that we see in our research is that caregivers often leap before looking and really understanding the implications of what caregiving, which is born out of the best intentions, can do to their own financial situation. 69% of caregivers say they gave little or no consideration to their own financial situation when deciding to become a caregiver. We also asked, if you could make one wish to make your life easier as a caregiver, what would that be? The most commonly cited wish was greater financial support and for additional help to support their caregiver roles.
Caregiving certainly can be extremely challenging, and when you pile the concerns of finances on top, well, that just makes life increasingly stressful. Are there any resources for caregivers to go and obtain some financial help?
Indeed, there are a variety of programs that provide financial assistance to caregivers depending on their circumstances. Some states have programs for Medicaid recipients to help pay for non-professional caregivers. That would be family members. Veterans may also be eligible for veterans-based home and community-based services program. Also, if the care recipient has a long-term care insurance policy, it's important to find out if that policy allows family members or other non-professionals to receive payments and what requirements or certifications are necessary to receive such payments.
Now, I personally know several friends who were providing care for their aging parents while also working full-time. Do you have any advice for caregivers' ability to strike a balance between their job and caretaking?
Absolutely. And I can't underscore how much respect and admiration that I have for people who take on this role. I've done it myself. I did it for 5 years, and I know that it can be absolutely exhausting and challenging. One big lesson that I learned and I've seen in others, if at all possible, it is so important to remain in the workforce so that you can continue earning income, saving for retirement, and building your Social Security. Because once you jump out of the workforce, especially if you've been gone for a while, it is really, really hard to jump back in. I'll also add that if you are a caregiver who's juggling both your job and your caregiving, learn about the Family and Medical Leave Act, or FMLA. And the FMLA is a federal law that requires covered employers to provide their employees with protected unpaid work for qualified medical and family reasons. It's also important to consider talking with your company's HR department. Many companies now have specific programs and benefits in place to help their caregivers. You may have access to employee benefits that you simply weren't aware of.
And also worth noting, Transamerica Institute has a comprehensive guidebook for caregivers that I saw on your website. Where can our listeners access that?
TransamericaInstitute.org. We do have a comprehensive guide for caregivers. It is available for free at TransamericaInstitute.org/caregivers.
Excellent, Catherine. Well, thanks again, and as always, for great information and insights. I'm Al Waller, and you've been listening to ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth on WYPR, your NPR news station.